Have you ever wondered why we swing our arms while walking? It's a curious phenomenon since arms don't play an obvious role in locomotion. You can still walk normally when your arms are full of groceries or with your hands in your pockets. So why do we do it? Isn't it a waste of energy? Two independent studies, both published in 2009, may provide some answers to this mystery. Using a combination of mechanical models, computer simulations, and tests with human walkers and runners, the studies concluded that arm swinging just sort of happens. In other words, you don't need muscles for your arms to start swinging, although you can use muscles to swing your arms higher or more forcefully. If you're walking and your arms are hanging relaxed by your sides, they will normally swing in sync with the opposite leg. That is, your right arm swings forward when your left leg steps forward and vice versa. But although it happens passively, arm swinging plays an important role in making your stride more efficient. It does this by counterbalancing your torso and hips and keeping them from twisting and bobbing too much. Holding your arms still against your sides while walking requires 12% more energy than if your arms are allowed to swing naturally. Forcing your arms to swing in sync with the leg on the same side of your body uses a whopping 26% more energy than normal walking. Even when walkers had their arms strapped to their sides, so no muscle control was required to keep them still, they used 7% more energy than when their arms could swing freely. This suggests that arm swinging is not just a passive byproduct of walking, but actually makes walking easier. This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from Penco. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.